You need to have some patience, buddy. Oh my gosh. That little horse can do more damage. Wow. Poochie. Check out Poochie. My $200 Craigslist horse that just went like viral overnight. Check him out on TikTok. JG Kayak Fishing on TikTok. So, where did all this stuff come from? I walk into the tack room all of a sudden where I keep all my fishing stuff and I'm looking, my God, where does it come from? There's like 20 Plano boxes there that are filled with just tons of crankbaits and, what do I got in there? I got jerkbaits, I got crankbaits, I got whopper ploppers of all kinds. There's two Plano boxes full of frogs. We have jigs, we have bags of soft plastics, we have old Strike King bags that are filled with just stuff. Spools of line, rods, and a bunch of busted reels over there. I seem to have a lot of busted reels. But man, I have been doing some purging. I'm getting rid of a lot of stuff, and I actually feel pretty damn good about it, too. If you want to have people talk about kayak bass fishing, here's what you need to do. You park your kayak out in front of your house, and then you pretend to have a yard sale. You throw some things in the driveway, occasional things, make it look, put up a yard sale sign, and more people will stop and talk to you about that kayak. That's what happened this past weekend. I had a two-day yard sale just up a street. We have a little house up there we had as a rental. We're gonna rehab that thing back to its original elegance, and then we are gonna put it on market. But we were getting rid of a lot of stuff from around here, pulling stuff out of the tack room, out of the shed, out of the barn, out of the basement, out of our closets. We were just getting rid of stuff. And we had a pretty tremendous yard sale. And Sunday, I had two of the Old Town Sportsman kayaks, the Salty PDL and the 106 PDL from Strictly Sail and Kayak, located up in Blue Ash, Ohio. They've been there since 1978. And they lend me those kayaks to review, to learn, to understand, to have better knowledge of when I go out and talk about all this kind of stuff. And which I certainly am appreciative of that. I like the hands-on stuff, you know. It's a lot easier for me to learn. I'm not good at reading. I'm not good at watching videos. I'm not good at studying. Ask the teachers, ask the guidance counselors at Amelia High School. I don't think I got much past eighth grade. From then on, I was ready to go to the Navy, which I'm appreciative of now. I'm glad that I went into the Navy. Navy has to keep you tight. And that's what happens to me when I walk into my tack room and I see all of this stuff. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to get this tight and right. But at the yard sale, I had the two kayaks setting up, and I had more people stop and want to talk about those kayaks than any other thing there. They certainly drew in some attention. I'm gonna move the phone over here to this area right there. That refrigerator pops on. That's the tack room Hobie refrigerator right there. Filled with, actually, I got some, oh yeah, got some Arnold Palmer half and half. I love this stuff. Started drinking heavy on this stuff about probably 6 months ago. That and a bag of Dynamitos, the Dorito Diamond Nitos, I think, with the red chili lime. Man, those things are good. My glasses were fogging up, you know, like sweating out of my eyeballs. And lo and behold, I get home and my wife's looking at me. She's like, what's going on with your lips? And I was like, my lips?
I mean, literally, it looked like I had a big, just couple stripes of Maybelline lipstick on. It was hilarious. And boy, the next morning I was, whew, man, talking about dynamito. Oh my gosh. But yeah, Arnold Palmer half and half. I'm not sponsored by them, but maybe one day I will be. I like good old Arnold Palmer, man. One of the best. One of the best. So, yeah, a lot of people stopped at the yard sale and checked out the two Old Town Sportsman model kayaks. The Salty PDL, without a doubt, the fastest pedal-driven kayak that I have ever been on, they claim, in the market. But it is made for some big waves. It's definitely named apropos. You know, it's a coastal kayak. It's very stable, very fast, very maneuverable. With that oversized rudder, it's light enough. I'll tell you what, I absolutely fall in love with it. However, it's been the Old Town Sportsman PDL 106 that's captured my heart. And when I'm right now, part of the dropping back and punting is also going together with this purging and just getting rid of junk that I have. Stuff that just isn't working for me. It's in my way. I've been doing this long enough. Not, you know, I haven't been doing this for 20 years, but I have been doing it for about five. 5 years or so, I would really say that I have been starting to get it. Starting to learn. Make a lot of mistakes. But after these 5 years, I've got it down. I know what works for me so far. There's a lot to learn, but I know what's working and what's not working. And I have a ton of stuff that's not working. So I got rid of a lot of it at the yard sale that we had. So that was pretty successful. I made a little Lake Chickamauga Hobie Bass Open Series money. And that's coming up here pretty soon. And funny, I will end up spending probably with the registration, the travel, gas, you know, probably close to $750 to $800 to compete in the Hobie Bass Open Series, which sounds like a lot, but it's relative. I mean, when you think about it, $800, some of us spend on some, you know, basketball tickets. $800 some of us will spend in Las Vegas, no question about it. $800 is a fun couple nights down in Nashville, Tennessee. You know, I mean, so it's relative. $800 will buy you a good 7-iron. You know, so it's just all relative. And I love the travel. I love to see the friends. I love to see the faces of kayak bass fishing. I love to be in the middle of it and just watch. And it's going to be really good. It's going to be, for me, it's going to be like a little, you know, family reunion in a way. Being at one of the, you know, in the beginning of the Hobie Bass Open Series, not at the first one, but certainly there in the start, when some of these names that are now very familiar to us, we're just stepping on top of the stage for the first time, but to be there and witness that. And so I'm very, very excited. So with the Old Town PDL 106, I'm probably going to be fishing in that during the Hobie Bass Open Series. The Hobie Pro Angler 14 is becoming a very, very big watercraft for me right now. I'm 60 years old. And I'll be 60 anyway here shortly. And I'm starting to feel that to a certain degree. My legs just don't have that cross-country agility and endurance, and my the power in those things probably will not allow me to pedal a pedicab to the top of St. Gregory Hill, Matt Adams, with a Channel 9 news reporter on the back riding along, interviewing me while I'm doing that. And that's actually That's another story. I could probably tell you guys about Cranko the Clown, who actually beat 9 professional cyclists at the Mount Adams Hill Climb. Cranko the Clown was had a pair of Converse high tops on and was riding by himself a 1979 Schwinn Tandem that weighed probably 48 pounds. Beach tires, single speed. Cranko the Clown beat 9 professional cyclists to the top of that hill. Now the other, 214 professional cyclists that were there kind of got a kick out of it, and the crowd certainly did. So one day I'll have to tell you about Cranko the Clown. But yeah, that was another life. But now, here in kayak bass fishing, and oddly enough, it's the kayak bass fishing that has really fulfilled my life to the level that my life has been before, with the bike riding, the travel, the out on the road with the derailers playing music, the run across America, just some of the awesome opportunities that I've had, hanging out in Chicago with the Guardian Angels, enjoying the lifestyles of the rich and the famous down in Palm Springs, Florida, and that's Palm Springs, California. I got a good rub down in Palm Springs, California. That was actually on the run. That was the fourth day. We had been running for 3 days from Huntington Beach, California, and we were headed to Atlanta, Georgia, 1996, to the games. We were going to run across the country, and a few of them finished. I didn't. I made it to a place called Bovine, Texas, and then I was out of there, but I'll tell you that story some other time. It's a whole other podcast. But the third day, after 4th day. We'd run 4 days and then be off on that 5th day. So we had traveled 120 miles, ran 120 miles, 30 miles a day. And I was sunburnt and I was sore. And I went to a men's spa there in Palm Springs, California, and I got the treatment. I felt like Bing Crosby. I felt like I was hanging out with Tony Bennett, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, The Boys, the Rat Pack, right there. I could feel it. I could feel it. It was old school and it was very cool. Actually, I had a really kind of, it was a creepy room. You walk into this big room after you take this, tea. There's a hot tea you can have, your choice. And I went with the mint green. And then you sit in this little bubble bath, hot, steaming sauna. Not a sauna, but a more like a jacuzzi type thing. But very old school tile. When you sit down and wow, I wonder whose ass has been sitting in this thing that is probably pretty famous, right? And so after all of that, you go into this room to get rubbed on, right? Get your old, get the massage. And this guy came out of there. He was a retired trucker. And I think he was missing some digits, because it was dark. They have the red light on, it's pretty relaxing. And I was exhausted, I was pretty tired and tight. And this guy had some of the rough hands, some either knuckles are missing or digits or something was going on. And he started to work this, it wasn't a Bengay, it was something a little bit more high tech than that. And I hope. But I'll tell you what, man, that stuff cooked me up. I was on fire. Rubbing that into my sunburn. I think he was doing it on purpose. But I'll tell you what, when I got up out of that table, it was skippity-doo-dah. I felt good. And so the next day we had off and we enjoyed Palm Springs, California. But anyway, now I was talking about Palm Beach, Florida. Certainly another one of those stories, living the lifestyles of the rich and the famous. At address 14 Golf View, that's where I was hanging out, right there on the golf course. And the life was good. But yeah, those are stories of Johnny Midnight, country music's best dress road manager and beyond, right there. We'll get into that. But that's why I like this kayak bass fishing crowd, because it seems to be very much the same type of adventures and certainly the same type of characters. But I'm going to be downsizing for that Hobie Bass Open Series at Lake Chickamauga. You know, with the ability of the Old Town PDL 106, it's short enough, being 10 foot 6 inches long, to push up into my Suburban. I don't have to take the trailer. I don't have to tie it up. All I simply have to do is remove the PDL drive, which is 19 pounds, pulls right out, super simple. I don't remove the seat because it's light enough and I can fold it down. But I do take my rods out of the Yak Gadget Low Pro HD crate. I put the rod socks on them and I put them up in the Suburban. And then I take the Low Pro crate out of the PDL 106. And by golly, that thing right there, right now, is rock and roll ready to lift up the bow, lay it on the back of the Suburban. I go around to the back of the PDO 106, and I reach down, and you grab those oversized molded-in handles that are on each side of the rudder, and you lift that thing up, and I just push it up into the Suburban. I have to take the passenger seat and push that up slightly, lean it forward. That gives me enough room, and that bow just sticks up right next to the driver. It is between the driver and the passenger. It's perfect. Rudder, boop, turn it to the side. Everything's loaded up. I got the hatch closed, and I am in and out of the water and out of the water from being in the water within literally just a few minutes. So for me, it's a lot easier to travel in that kayak. In the Hobie Bass Open Series that I have done, and in the Hook Bassmaster Tournament Series that I have done, and in some of the bigger trail KBF tournaments that I have done, I have had the opportunity, like everybody, to change locations. But it has always hindered my thought of doing that because it's hard for me to do it with the Hobie Pro Angler 14. And it just seems the gear that I have had on there before is way too much. It's all so much. And I don't even run with really any electronics. I don't even really have a fish finder. I kind of go old school and I enjoy that. Will I have a fish finder for the Hobie Bass Open Series? Probably not. So if I do, I'm going old school. You know, I'm just going with what I think bass will do. I'll be down there for a couple days pre-fishing. But like everybody else, I do not have a motor to push that PDL 106. But you know, that thing gets it. It's as stable for me. I feel as comfortable on that PDL 106 standing up as I do on the Hobie Pro Angler 14. It's quicker than the Hobie Pro Angler 14. It's lighter. It's more maneuverable than the Hobie Pro Angler 14. I can get in and out of trouble. And by golly, when I am getting into some trouble real quick or I do a hook set, I can, without thinking about it, start pedaling that thing in reverse. After going forward into the target area, boom, you hook set, you pedal that thing in reverse, and I'm backing out of there without switching any gears, reaching down with my hand or anything. I absolutely love that fluidity of motion. To me, that's so important because it doesn't exhaust me at the end of the day. As an ultra marathon runner, background and ultramarathon cyclist background, you have to find that even flow to work with. It doesn't matter what course you're on. You could be on a, you know, somewhere in Arizona where that road goes straight forever. Literally. I remember standing at the starting line of a 30-mile run and looking at the launch vehicle, which is parked at the 15-mile mark. You could see it. And boy, that makes for a long 15-mile run. When you can see the end of a 30-mile run, literally. Remember in the old Westerns where they would go, hey, could you tell me how to get to the next town? Well, partner, you gotta go down that river pass, head on out of the trail, and go up between them two mountains there. Thanks for the directions, old timer. Rides off on his horse. You're like, how in the hell? What kind of directions were those? But I'm telling you, there are places on this continent that literally you can stand there and go, hey, old timer, how do you get to the next town? He'll go, well, what you want to do is run down that creek line. You'll see a train right track right there. You go over that train track and then just head up into those mountains. See those two little, yeah, right there, that little crease between them two mountains. Just go up in there. You'll see it. Oh, okay. Appreciate it. Literally, you can give directions out west in some places like that. It's maddening, crazy. But hey, that's the same madness brings me right here to kayak bass fishing. So whether you like it or not, or whether you know it or not, you guys are mad. Bunch of damn madcaps you are. Wow. So I'm just gonna refine and define. That's my theme. That's what I'm doing right now. Getting stuff cleaned up. I love to tidy things up. Thank you so much, United States Navy, for getting me just straight with that. But I was always kind of like that with a kid, you know. I was the kind of kid that rolled my t-shirts, you know. I liked them rolled. They didn't come out all wrinkled and stuff. They had holes and sweat stains, but by God, there were no wrinkles in them. That's for sure. But, yeah, boy, I got a lot to do, man. I'm telling you what, I got 6 rod and reels over there rigged up, and I am so psyched up and pumped up with them things. I have become a big believer in spinner baits in the past couple months. I am really excited about that. So we'll dive into those a little bit because I have dove into the spinner bait world and stuff like that. I truly believe it takes the right rod to have a spinnerbait rod, and because I went through a few of them, they just sucked. But we'll get into that in a much later date. But I'm excited. Let's get pumped up about the Hobie Bass Open Series. Sorry if you did not make the registration on that, but for the 200 anglers that did, congratulations. I feel very lucky. But I'll tell you right now, I knew that was going to go fast. And by golly, I had my credit card ready. I was standing out in the middle of the street like, let's throw it down right now. I was ready. And as soon as 12 a.m. popped up, right? Is that right? Noon, right? What do they call that? 12 a.m. or 12 p.m.? Now, there's my 8th grade Amelia education for you. So anyway, I knew I was smart enough to know that that was going to go really, really fast. And by golly, 3 minutes into it, I completed the task. I looked on Tourney X and I realized I was 87th place. And that'll be the best I will ever do in the standings. So I took a screenshot of it. Right? And I said, wow, that's going quick. By golly, it wasn't 9 minutes. 9 minutes, that thing went. So it is going to be exciting. The Lake Chickamauga, if you have never fished there, you have to make a trip down there. And there's so many great guides that you can get connected with. There's some great marina state parks down there. We'll talk about some of that stuff. My favorite, Grasshopper Campground. I love it there. It's kind of like the middle of Lake Chickamauga where you got Watts Bar Dam to the north and then, you know, Chickamauga dam down to the south near Chattanooga, which is right there close to. So I absolutely love Lake Chickamauga. We have kinfolk down there. The son-in-law and daughter-in-law both live down there with the three great grandsons. They're not great grandsons. We're not great grandparents. They're actually just great kids, but they are our grandsons. So big shout out to Harrison and Jameson and Tennyson and Ryan and Brittany. There's going to be a party. I'm telling you what, you might have a few crazies come in and out, you know. They're not staying overnight, but man, wait till you meet the kayak crowd. It's going to be exciting. So, hey, stay tuned for more, and I appreciate it. Go to my TikTok page, JG Kayak Fishing, and check that out. But big shout out to the sponsor, Cincinnati Kayak Fishing Group. I call it a group because we are a group of madcaps and crazies, but just a bunch of great folks, man. If you're in the area and if you're first hearing John Graves Kayak Fishing for the first time, immediately go to Cincinnati Kayak Fishing and check out that group. Man, just a eclectic collection of anglers, but all passionate about the great outdoors and get out there and chasing fish in our little plastic molded watercraft. Thank you so much, Strictly Sail, who sponsors Cincinnati Kayak Fishing. Strictly Sail, located in Blue Ash, Ohio since 1978, there on Kenwood Road. Can't miss them, by golly. Look for the tall sail boats. There's always one parked, hanging out there. Today I saw a tide dancer. And I was wondering if that's actually how they were pronouncing that, or is it Tidy Dancer? Like, hold me closer, Tidy Dancer, right? Get it? I don't know, maybe. Anyway, but look for the big sailboats, and now you can look for tons of kayaks there as well. Big shout out to everybody down there in Tennessee, and John Thomas and the gang at yakgadget.com. Check them out. If you want to refine and define your kayak, check out yakgadget.com for a whole bunch of cool stuff that they are making down there in the Music City. Big shout out to all the folks down in Alabama at Katie and the gang there at Spike It. If the fish don't like it, spike it. To me, it's like taking art to the water. Color and scent. Color has so much to do with a reaction strike for the bass, and scent also works in there. And boy, they have combinations of all kinds of stuff, like the Luma Pearl. They got Spike It worm paints. They have the Spike It dip and glow, which is really, I thought that was the only thing they made until I met these fine folks down at iCast, and they just displayed all these wonderful things. They have blade dips. The Electra chrome blade dip is amazing, what you can do with just some of your dulled out blades. You can dip hooks in them to change out the colors and all that kind of stuff. So literally, it's taking art to the water. And speaking of art, Art Preller Jr. down at Port Arthur Instant Limb Lines, the genius, the crazy madman behind the Port Arthur Instant Limb Line. It takes genius, but a redneck one, to understand what you need to do. Something as simple as the Port Arthur Instant Limb Line, yet something so genius. If you have a bug out bag and it does not have a Port Arthur Instant Limb Line, not the things to make a limb line out of, but you need a Port Arthur Instant Limb Line because it's reusable. It's perfect. It's redneck. It's hillbilly. It's genius. It's all about surviving. If you don't have one of these, then you're just going to die. You know? You're going to run out of ammo eventually, but you will never run out of even just one Port Arthur Instant Limb Line. I'm telling you. They last a good long time. I was given Port Arthur Instant Limb Lines 3 years ago, and I am still using the original ones, and I have caught many catfish on those. A lot of fun. Check them out. Port Arthur Instant Limb Line at limbline.com. Folks, thank you so much. If you're a rod builder out there, you got to check them out. AmericanTackle.com. You already know about them if you're a rod builder. So thank you so much for supporting all of these fine manufacturers of stuff that we just love so much. So big shout out, boom, to all of them. And thank you guys. Be safe on the water. Hydrate yourself. Wear that PFD. Take a lot of pictures and enjoy yourself in the great outdoors. So long from John Graves Kayak Fishing. Over and out. Here I come, Poochie. I'm sorry. I forgot all about it. Don't get mad. Don't get mad.